ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Wilson Doran Construction. Discover the benefits of post-frame construction in delivering a building that meets every one of your needs. Contact them today to take the first step toward making your building project an experience you'll never forget. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump transition team formally announcing President-elect Trump has chosen Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee. There is more fallout from the President-elect choices yesterday for Congressman Matt Gaetz to be Attorney General. ABC's Jay O'Brien says Gaetz resigned his House seat hours later amid an ethics investigation into sexual misconduct.
ABC News has learned, according to multiple sources, that the woman at the center of this investigation into Matt Gaetz for allegations of sex trafficking told the House Ethics Committee when she was interviewed by that committee that she had sex with Matt Gaetz when she was 17 years old and in high school, and Matt Gaetz was a member of the United States Congress.
Stocks closing lower after Fed Chair Jerome Powell signaled the board will proceed with caution when it comes to another interest rate cut, saying inflation is still at play. This is ABC News. Federal regulators say Ford will pay up to $165 million for moving too slowly on a recall and failing to give accurate recall information. It is the second largest fine in the history of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. U.S. government experts, former DOD and NASA officials testified before a House committee on reports of unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAPs, formerly known as UFOs. Some of the hearing claimed that the government has a huge amount of secret information on UAPs, including photos and video.
Luis Elizondo, who headed a Pentagon program investigating UAPs, now doubling down on his claims.
Has the government conducted secret UAP crash retrieval programs, yes or no?
Yes.
Were they designed to identify and reverse engineer alien craft, yes or no?
Yes.
Elizondo saying the alleged extraterrestrial presence poses a national security threat.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Gun salutes taking place in honor of King Charles's birthday. Michelle Franz and ABC.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log & Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. And by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Look for mostly cloudy conditions tonight. It will be calm with a low of 36, partly sunny and pretty nice tomorrow with a high of 54, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 36. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and the winds are calm and our current temperature is 47 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A snowstorm could be striking the Midwest about the same time as a potential hurricane heads for the west coast of Florida. Up here, a big low-pressure system tracks our way and stalls out by Lake Michigan. As it takes a dip to the south, it drags in cold temperatures throughout the state, which, of course, will likely flip rain to quickly accumulating snowfall Tuesday night and into Wednesday, and it could linger longer. The weather pattern is shifting from a strong El Nino to a weak La Nina. Here's Matt Friedlein with the National Weather Service.
So a weak La Nina tends to be better for that, to keep it snowing that, and frequent systems, the Alberta Clippers, as we say. So a lot of nickel and dime snow opportunities, more frequent cold air intrusions too.
Meanwhile, Tropical Depression 19 is set to soak up the warm waters of the Gulf this weekend and has its sights on Florida, possibly making landfall at the same exact time the snow strikes us. It's expected to reach hurricane strength tomorrow, taking on the name Sarah. Today is Melissa Agard's first day as Dane County Executive. She was sworn in at the Alliant Energy Center yesterday. She now leads the fastest growing county in Wisconsin, and because of that, the county is facing a housing crisis. Agard said affordable housing will be one of her top priorities. When you look at the fastest growing cities across the state, the top three are in Dane County: Madison, Fitchburg, and Sun Prairie. It's also a major driver of the Wisconsin economy. However, all this growth means needing more resources and more money to keep up services for a bigger population. But like many other municipalities, the funding formula from the state is putting them in a bind. Shared revenue for cities and counties has stayed the same throughout high inflation over the last few years. So even as the county is collecting more taxes from all these new residents, they're not getting enough back to sustain services for the bigger population. Long story short, there are tough problems ahead of for Agard as she leads Dane County. She said some of her other top priorities are lowering overdose deaths, increasing mental health resources, and reforming the criminal justice system. A Boscobel woman has been charged with one felony count of child abuse with intent to cause harm stemming from an altercation with a student at Boscobel School. Victoria Nahas, 53, is listed in the district staff directory as an education paraprofessional, allegedly slapped a six-year-old special needs student across the face. The Boscobel Dial reports the incident was captured on a video camera, which was reviewed by Boscobel's assistant police chief, Sid Kirschbaum. The video showed the child, who had only recently enrolled in the district and has a language barrier, in a tense exchange with two other staff members. According to the complaint, the video shows Nahas inserted herself into the mix and ultimately slapped the child. According to court records, Victoria Nahas is on administrative leave. The Dial also reports that a parent letter said that officials are committed to addressing this matter appropriately and taking steps to prevent any such incidents from reoccurring. After an initial appearance in Grant County Court, Nahas was released on a $500 signature bond. She is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on December 3rd. If found guilty, Nahas could face penalties up to $10,000 and 6 years in jail. The 97th National FFA Convention and Expo, held last month in Indianapolis, featured many activities and events. One of the events featured was a speaking competition. Richland Center FFA alumnus Simone Sirian earned the honor to speak at the national convention.
I have done speaking events in the past. The one that I went to nationals for this year is a little bit different, a little bit more challenging than the other ones. So this one revolves around agricultural topics. So what happens is you go to the competition and you grab three topics. They're all agricultural based. And then from those three topics, you pick one, and then you get 30 minutes to write a 5 to 6 minute speech, depending on what you grab for that topic. And then you have 5 minutes of questioning from the judges. So how that goes is you have your districts, and then you have your sectionals, and then you have state, and then the state winner moves on to nationals. So, yep, I won state in June, and then I was able to go participate in Indianapolis.
The competition featured many high school FFA members from around the country. Simone graduated from Richland Center High School in May, but qualified to advance to national competition when she was still a senior. The topic she spoke about was a choice through the process of elimination.
So when I drew my three topics, the first two that I drew, I had no idea what they were about. They were some weird acronyms that I've never heard of. So I was like, okay, that's not going to work. And then my third topic I drew was revolving around food waste on a national scale. So basically what it was saying was like strategies to be able to eliminate food waste, or how can we reduce that at a national scale. So within my speech, I gave three strategies. How I like to set my speeches up is my introduction, and then why it's a problem, what's going on with this, why is it so important to the agricultural industry. And then I gave my three strategies, which were about consumer education, sustainable agriculture, as well as my third one being policy and regulation. And then I closed it out with my conclusion.
Simone did not advance as far as she hoped she would, but did very well in the national competition by placing in one of the rounds.
Personally, I thought I could have done better, but in the grand scheme of things, I did place in the top half of the competitors. I won silver. So the way it goes is they break the states up into preliminary rounds, and then you compete in your preliminary, and then if you are in the first or second, you move on to the second round, which is considered the semifinals. Unfortunately, I did not move on to semifinals, but I did place third in my preliminary round, which allowed me to acquire that silver medal. I feel as though if I had a topic that I was a little bit more informed on or a little bit more prepared on, I might have done better. But again, placing in the top 25 is still a great accomplishment.
Interested in pursuing a career in agriculture, Simone Sirian is currently attending UW-River Falls.
In college, I'm currently going for a conservation environmental planning major, and then with minor is kind of a little undetermined right now because after experiencing at a national competition, I am finding myself more drawn to the agricultural industry. So I'm just trying to find something that fits a little bit more so I'm able to advocate in the best possible way I can for my love for this industry. I'm now participating in the Collegiate Farm Bureau, which I also won state for that competition through FFA. So that set me up through success for college. So now I'm able to take my knowledge and experience and use that at a collegiate level.
Congratulations to Simone Sirian on a job well done at the FFA National Convention, and best of luck in your college career. Holidays are a busy time for travel, gathering with family and friends, and getting sick. Vaccines are safe, effective, and the best way to stay healthy. Wisconsin Department of Health Services data show only 22% of Wisconsinites have received a flu shot this season, and just 11% have received an updated COVID-19 vaccine. With flu, RSV, and COVID-19 cases starting to rise, now is the time to get a vaccine. DHS and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommend the following respiratory vaccines: flu for everyone 6 months and older, COVID-19 for everyone 6 months and older, people 65 years and older, and those who are moderately or severely immunocompromised are recommended to receive a second dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine 6 months after the first dose. RSV for pregnant people, young children under 9 months, and adults 75 years and older. Young children ages 9 to 19 months and adults ages 60 to 74 with increased risk of RSV are also encouraged to get immunized. To find and schedule a vaccine, you are encouraged to check with your primary care provider, local or tribal health department, community clinic, or visit vaccines.gov. Wisconsinites can also call 211 or 877-947-2211 for help scheduling a vaccine appointment. If you do not have health insurance or your health insurance does not cover vaccines, there are programs that can help, including the Vaccines for Children program and Vaccines for Adults program. It's the last of four supermoons of the year on Friday, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. You'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again until October 7th of next year. That's when we get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and December 4th. This one on Friday is also known as the Beaver Moon because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. Next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is Bill Fargin.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live-streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Friday from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville Saturday from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95, of Rural Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for John Andrew Surum, 92, of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman, died November 26, 2023, at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86, of Woodman. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, November 23rd, from 1 until 3 with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet.
To thrive and live well, you need a trusted partner in health and care when you need it. Gunderson Basketball's growing family medicine team is here to offer both and welcomes new and existing patients at our Basketball, Fenimore, and Muscadet clinics. With extended hours and the convenience of same or next day appointments and online scheduling through MyChart, it's never been easier to prioritize your health and well-being. Gunderson Basketball, bringing love plus medicine to you.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. An overcast and dreary day. However, those high temperatures did slide to the low 50s. We'll stay mostly cloudy and calm this evening with overnight lows dipping to the mid-30s. And for tomorrow, it'll be a pretty nice day with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid-50s. So I hope you're soaking up the sunshine and unseasonable warmth because we have quite a few clouds rolling in for next week. In fact, we'll become partly cloudy by tomorrow night, lows falling to mid-30s, and then sitting under a mix of sun and clouds and breezy winds on Saturday, with a small shot of showers or some light drizzle overnight, which may linger into early Sunday morning. Otherwise, we'll see breaks of sunshine, especially by the afternoon, and breezy winds continuing on Sunday, and highs will rise to the low 50s. Mainly a dry Monday. We are turning cloudy throughout the afternoon and windy by night. Also rolling in, that rainfall. As the low-pressure system, a massive one, approaches, it's going to be bringing in feisty winds, warmer temperatures for Tuesday, which will rise us to the mid to potentially upper 50s under cloudy skies with periods of rain continuing. You can bet there'll be areas of patchy fog as well. And the system looks to linger through Wednesday, with cloudy skies and dragging in some cooler temperatures. In fact, we could see some light rain showers and some snow showers, which could linger Thursday and maybe potentially into Friday. It drags our high temperatures down to the low 40s and overnight lows in the 20s, which is actually more seasonable and where we should be for middle of November. So get your winter prep ready, just in case that snow strikes. Otherwise, in terms of rain totals, we are looking at anywhere from 1 to 2 inches possible. So it is going to be a heavy hitter. But a good chunk of the state is still in a drought, so we will take every drop of it. Until then, I hope you're having a tremendous Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly cloudy and 46 degrees after a high today of 49 and a morning low of 41. Yesterday's high was 46 and we received a tenth of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1953 is 71 degrees and a record low set back in 1959 was 3 below. Last year's high was 61 with a low of 24. Sunset took place tonight at 4:38 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:54. Winds are out of the east at 3 to 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.95. And we have received so far today, mainly during the overnight hours, 27 one-hundredths of an inch of rain. And once again, currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 46 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lace Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at more postseason honors.
The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference football selections for the recently completed season. Prairie du Chien's season continues in the playoffs this week, and they're 7-0. Looking back on the Southwest Conference, Lancaster and Platteville both went 5-2. New Glarus was 4-3. Richland Center 3-4. Broadhead Judah and River Valley both 2-5. And Dodgeville went 0-7. First-team all-conference offense at quarterback T.J. Pink, Platteville. Running back River Valley's Andy Fisk, Tyler Sass of Platteville, and Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien. Wide receivers, Platteville's Lucas Ludlam, Lancaster's Quinton Plessel, and Will Pinnell of New Glarus. The tight ends include Chase Gilbertson, River Valley, and David Maslowski of Broadhead Judah. On the line, Braden Kleppe, Richland Center, Platteville's Mason Mandarano, Prairie du Chien's Jack Simmons, Jack McEachran of Prairie du Chien, and Connor Brewer, Lancaster. Second team offense includes at quarterback Abe Amundson, Prairie du Chien. Running backs Brady Dosh, Richland Center, Bryce Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien, Nolan Hankey, Lancaster, and Milo Johnson, New Glarus. Wide receivers Dodgeville's Joey Honorbaum, Broadhead Judah's Brody Reese, New Glarus's Andrew Sarbacher. The tight end on the second team is Devin Clark of Lancaster. On the line, Abe Boswell, Richland Center, Blake Brickle, River Valley, Broadhead Judah's Chase Wilhite, and also TJ Nelson Lancaster, along with Brett Whedon of New Glarus. The first team all conference defense on the line, Jaden Garbaz of Prairie du Chien and Evan Beckwar Lancaster. DNs, Brady Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien, Devin Clark, Lancaster. Inside linebackers, Wes Bosworth, Richland Center, Bryce Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien, and Simon Zimmerman, New Glarus. Outside linebackers, Blake Theory, Prairie du Chien, Charlie Sarbacher of New Glarus. And the D-back, Max, Lucas Ludlam Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Hunter Straka, Quinton Plessel Lancaster, and Andrew Sarbacher, New Glarus. Second team defense, Landon Donahue of Platteville is the second team defensive lineman, Brent Whedon of New Glarus, and Isaac Duran of Dodgeville, Jordan Nix, a defensive end from Broadhead Judah, and Luke Burton from New Glarus. Inside linebackers, Brady Dosh, Richland Center, Dylan Weigel, Platteville, and Jackson Seipel of Lancaster. Outside linebackers, Seth Wilson, Platteville, Aiden Hawk of Lancaster, and the D-backs, Richland Center's Fletcher Harper is a second team member, along with Myron Ryder, Platteville, Nick McCulloch, Prairie du Chien, and Brennan Gildersleeve of Lancaster. All-conference specialists, first team, Blake Theory as a punter, Xander DeHart of Prairie du Chien, the kicker, Nick McCulloch, Prairie du Chien, as the return specialists. Second team members, Liam Fingerson, Richland Center punter, Ethan Burke, Dodgeville kicker, Cam Niemar of New Glarus as kicker, and Brenton Baker, Richland Center, as a return specialist. Honorable mention players include Gabe Bachup, Broadhead Judah, Jaden Brown, and David Maslowski of Broadhead Judah. Also, Jack Heimerl, wide receiver from Dodgeville, along with outside linebacker, as he is a two-way honorable mention, Nolan Wolf, Lancaster at quarterback, and Brennan Gildersleeve of the Arrows as a return man. Lancaster linebacker Toy Raggetts is also recognized. Honorable mention players from New Glarus, Charlie Sarbacher, Luke Burton, Alex Pauley as well. Platteville's Joran Blevins, along with Logan Day and Evan Johnson. Prairie du Chien's Mason Hurd and Dustin Nolan. Honorable mentions from Richland Center include senior fullback Wes Bosworth and outside linebacker Liam Fingerson. River Valley's Griffin Sprecher as a D-back, Caden Plumley as a running back, and Brady Favreau, offensive lineman for River Valley. Special awards were given out to Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien as Offensive Lineman of the Year, Defensive Lineman of the Year, Brady Lenzendorf, Prairie du Chien, the Offensive Player of the Year, Blake Theory, the senior from Prairie du Chien, headed to the Big Ten next year, Defensive Player of the Year, Bryce Lenzendorf of Prairie du Chien, Corey Koenig, Prairie du Chien, was recognized as the Coach of the Year, and the Assistant Coach of the Year, recently completing his 50th season coaching, Richland Center's Gary Schwartz. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Dr. Seuss once said, sometimes the questions are complicated and the answers are simple. Schwartz Insurance Agency wants you to be sure that your auto, home, farm, life, and health insurance questions are answered, whether the questions are complicated or simple. Call 647-8891 or stop at 152 North Main Richland Center and visit Schwartz Insurance, your locally staffed agency representing many insurance companies, including Wilson Mutual, to help provide answers to your questions.
And the Bucks were able to erase a 13-point halftime deficit last night, beating the Detroit Pistons in overtime, 127-120. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 59 points to go with 14 rebounds. Center Brook Lopez added 29. The extra period victory became possible when the Pistons missed two free throws with 1 second left. The Bucks' next game is at Charlotte on Saturday. The number one Oregon and Wisconsin meet Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium for the first time since the Ducks' thrilling 28-27 Rose Bowl victory over the Badgers on New Year's Day of 2020. The two programs were on equal footing back then, but have gone in different directions since. Oregon seems well on its way to be a college football playoff berth, and Wisconsin merely wants to keep its bowl streak alive after losing its last two games by a combined 47 points. Oregon coach Dan Lanning says we got more work to do. And kickoff for that contest on Saturday will be at 6:30 from Camp Randall Stadium. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at around 4:30. And on Sunday, Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers will try to continue their dominance over the struggling Chicago Bears and keep pace in a tight NFC North race. The Packers have won 10 straight and 25 of 28 against their rivals. That includes the NFC Championship game at the end of the 2010 season. Green Bay had a bye last week after losing to division-leading Detroit. That stopped a four-game win streak. The Packers trailed the Lions by two games and Minnesota by one in the division. The Bears are reeling with three straight losses. They fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron and replaced him with passing game coordinator Thomas Brown. Number one draft pick Caleb Williams has struggled during the skid after a promising stretch. And on Sunday, the kickoff for that game will be at noon, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of the game right here on WRCO 100.9 FM, with the pregame starting at around 10 o'clock. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Are you a veteran planning on purchasing a home? Jason Schultz of Schultz Mortgage Team is also a veteran, and he will pay up to $500 toward your appraisal on a purchase or VA refinance. Use a mortgage lender that is a veteran to use your VA eligibility. It only makes sense. Schultz Mortgage Team. Mortgage is all they do. Call 608-604-5068.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
November is Adopt a Mature Pet Month. And the Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society reminds you there are lots of good reasons to adopt more mature pets. An older animal's size, personality, and habits are pretty much set, so there are fewer surprises with them. Plus, mature pets usually aren't quite as rambunctious as younger ones. Most importantly, older pets can provide just as much or more companionship and unconditional love as younger ones. To see all the older cats that OMHS has available for adoption, check out its Facebook page. Or, to set up an appointment to meet the cats in person, call 608-475-1885. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side, you need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Thank you.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Thursday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, along with at least a little bit of broader market influence. CONAB's guess for Brazil was up slightly on the month, with South American planting still ongoing. Unknown destinations did buy 176,000 tons of U.S. soybeans ahead of the open, but it had no real effect. January beans are 20 and a quarter lower at 987 and a half. March was down 19 and a quarter at 999 and a quarter. On fundamental pressure, December soybean meal was 460 lower at 287, and December soybean oil was down 74 points at 44.44. Corn closed lower on fund and technical selling. CONAB's combined corn estimate for Brazil was modestly higher than October, with a slight rise for that first crop. Development weather in Argentina and Brazil generally looks favorable. December corn was 7.5 lower at 419. March was down 6.75 at 430.75. And wheat was lower, seeing pressure from the higher trade in the U.S. dollar index during the session. The recent rainfall in the U.S. plains has boosted winter wheat conditions out of the crop moving into dormancy, and the trade's also watching harvest activity in the southern hemisphere. December Chicago was down 10.75 at 530.25. December Kansas City was 7.75 lower at 533. December Minneapolis wheat, 4.5 lower at 566.5. Live and feeder cattle were lower, pressured by cash and wholesale business during the session. December live was down $1.07 at $182.95, and February was 97 lower at $185.10. January feeders were down 45 at $243.20. And also seeing cash and wholesale pressure, December hogs were down $1.77 at $80.10. February lean was down $2.25 at $83.77. And we'll be back after this brief break with your full look at the cash livestock markets.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Thursday afternoon, light direct cash cattle business had developed at 185 on the live basis. That's $2 lower than last week's weighted average in the South. That followed up Wednesday's light trade at 290 dress, $3 lower than last week's weighted average in the North. With heavy offerings, choice box beef dropped $3.14 to $303.80, and select was $2 lower at $276.66. The estimated cattle slaughter of 125,000 head was steady on the week and up just over 2,000 on the year. At the major direct hog markets, with a light closing negotiated run, national direct barrels and gilts were 81 cents lower with a weighted average of 87.18. The Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at 60. Pork was down $3.19 at $94.07. And the estimated hog slaughter on Thursday was 488,000 head. That's up 1,000 on the week and just about 1,000 on the year. We are online at brownfieldagnews.com. From the 2024 NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri, John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The American Farm Bureau Federation Board of Directors has voted to expel Illinois Farm Bureau from its national organization. The vote followed unsuccessful mediation between the two groups after IFB allowed Country Financial to eliminate the Farm Bureau membership requirement for non-farm insurance policyholders in Illinois earlier this year. More news is next.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? The earth really needs them to hoof it. The environment is always the best excuse. Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. Brought to you by WildAid.
CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement overall has been really good for trade between the three nations. But Dan Hallstrom tells Brownfield there are some specific areas that will need to be addressed. One of those is the GMO corn ban.
We're not in a corn industry, but we kind of are because that's our biggest input into beef and pork production, right? So, you know, that's an area of concern, but I think one that can be worked out eventually.
Corn and soybean farmers are preparing for tighter margins in 2025. Central Minnesota grower Nick Peterson tells Brownfield it's difficult to pencil out a profit with low commodity prices and high input costs.
We're just looking to tighten up some of the kind of, I'll call them auxiliary inputs. For the most part, we have a year-to-year plan that is a few years out even that we're planning, and we don't change our crop rotation too much based on the markets.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchie Lumber. Harchie's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchie Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchie Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
Keeping soybean cyst nematodes in check. Hello, I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. As farmers look ahead to the 2025 growing season, many will be applying pesticides to their fields. On this week's episode, we'll hear from Dylan Mangel with the University of Nebraska Extension about a partnership with the Nebraska Soybean Board to help farmers protect against soybean cyst nematodes. The free program is available to any Nebraska farmer. We'll learn more right after this.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
The Nebraska Soybean Board and the University of Nebraska are partnering to help farmers protect their fields from soybean cyst nematode, the leading cause of yield loss annually for U.S. soybean farmers. Extension pathologist Dylan Mangel says the collaboration will once again offer free soil testing.
Any Nebraska grower with an interest in knowing if they have soybean cyst nematode in their fields can send soil into the UNL Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic, and we're basically going to separate those nematodes out and get a count per volume of soil that a grower is going to be able to use to know how bad that infestation is in their soil. So it's a pretty easy program. I tell people, if you can get soil in a bag or a container and get it to us, we'll tell you how many nematodes you have in there.
He says farmers should take appropriate steps to manage the pest.
If you have a low number, like 40 nematodes in there, it means you need to watch it. You need to make sure that you're aware of that because it could change fast. The middle of the road number is typically about 4,000 nematodes. At 4,000 nematodes, you really need to start watching what you're doing, rotating to a non-host crop. Fortunately, corn is a non-host crop in Nebraska, so a good corn-soybean rotation is really going to help manage that.
Mangel says farmers should also plant a resistant variety.
There are a couple resistant sources available. The most common one is called PA88788. It's still effective, but it's sort of on the decline. It's been overused for the last 20 or 30 years now at this point, and it's becoming less effective. There are new resistance sources available. One is called Peking that's out there. It's been around for a while, but the difference now is it's making it into some really good soybean varieties. And we found through variety trials across the Midwest that Peking varieties are outperforming PA88788 where the soybean cyst nematode is present.
He says once a farmer finds a good variety, it's important to not overuse it.
Keep rotating that so you're not going to have the same resistance breakdown that first resistance source has experienced. And the last thing we say is consider using a nematode protectant seed treatment. Talk to your local advisors, see what's working in your area, and consider pairing that once you're doing those other two methods, rotating and resistant varieties.
He says results are known fairly quickly.
When you send those in, they'll come straight to the clinic and we'll start processing them right away.
He says now is the best time to pull a soil sample before the ground freezes, as soybean cyst nematodes are usually at their peak right after harvest. I'm Brandon Peoples with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
You can lose a shirt off your back on a blackjack table. Smoky room on a Saturday night. Walk out tail between your legs. Couldn't get it back if you tried. You can lose that home game with the score tied. So damn close, second yard line, and you drop a ball. Never felt so small. I swallow more pride. But you don't know nothing until you feel the sting. Until you lose her. She ain't lying there calling you baby. Head on your shoulder in the morning light. Black dress on the hardwood floor next to the spilled red wine. Till you're out there drinking, trying to forget her. Now you see her out with somebody else, and she's wearing that smile that you couldn't give her. Man, that's what I call hell.
That was Mike Ryan with Loser on Country and Community. Good evening, I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music and information. Hoping your Thursday is a good one, the day before Friday. Yes, we're almost near the weekend once again on this 14th day of November. Our time is 5:51, and the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer says our temperature is 46 degrees. So it's supposed to get down, according to Brittany Merlot, around 36. So at least not down below freezing, but it's still going to be a cool 36. But still, this is great weather for this time of year. Hard to believe middle of November and we're having this weather. And so it looks like it's going to be that way all the way through to the middle of, or the first part of next week. And then they're talking maybe snow. We don't want to think about that, but that's still a little ways off. And the nice thing about, too, is about when you get your first snowfall, with the ground being still kind of warm and stuff like that, with not having many below freezing temperatures, sometimes it doesn't stick as much. So we'll just have to wait, see what happens. Hopefully it won't be anything major and people will be able to travel around, especially when we get closer to the holiday. And hard to believe 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. And just wanted to let you know that tomorrow, if you want to make some dinner plans, we got a good idea for you. The community is invited to enjoy a hot turkey sandwich meal at Park Street Christian Church, and that will be tomorrow from 4 until gone. The cost of the meal is $12, and it will go towards the stained glass restoration.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center for our fall open house now through Saturday.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
No need to travel for exceptional care. At Gunderson Boscobel, we collaborate with other providers and healthcare systems to deliver safe, effective treatment plans close to home. Whether you need specialized IV medications such as chemotherapy or antibiotic therapy, port or PICC maintenance, or blood product transfusions, we make it easier to get the personalized care you need. Gunderson Boscobel, bringing love plus medicine and outpatient nursing services to you.
Mark your calendars for December 7th and make plans to attend the Spring Green Country Christmas. You'll see several unique items to admire and the annual Spring Green Country Christmas Craft Bazaar, which is presented by the River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team. The event is held in the River Valley High School Gymnasium from 8 until 2. Maybe you'd like to be a vendor. Contact Darby Blakely at 608-588-2554, extension 2001. River Valley High School Boys Basketball Team looks forward to seeing you at its annual Country Christmas Bazaar, Saturday, December 7th from 8 until 2.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Everybody's got a problem, so do I. But we ain't gonna solve them on a Saturday night. I just put a paycheck in the bank, and I'd hit the town in a minute to drink. You had one of them, one of those weeks, stuck on repeat. I'll save you a seat. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. My card's on the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Just busting you back while you cussing the sun. And if your girl don't love you no more, well, here's a tall boy to cry in, and it's been paid for. And if you're short on cash, say cheers. Don't sweat it, leave the sweating to the beer. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. We turning up, got double cup, the sun's going down. With lagers, I'm a boxer, yeah, I need about 12 rounds. And I could be a sponsor if you like how that sounds. Tell me what you drinking, buckets for a Lincoln. I could cover you and me and everyone you bring. Come on now, swing on by, bring whatever's been on your mind. Locals on tap, bottles on ice, living on feel-good standard time. On the bar, you got nowhere to be. If you don't come through, buddy, that's on you. Cause the beer's on me. Yeah, the beer's on me.
The beer's on me.
Gonna save you a seat. Cause the beer's on me. Come get a Bud Heavy, Busch Light, Kill a Cold Miller, Blue Moon, Red Stripe. Natter Day. On me.
Well, I can tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road.